So spring training is in full swing as Major League Baseball gears up for opening day next month. But a sizable contingent of Major League players has something else on their minds, the deadly unrest in Venezuela. More than a dozen people have died in a wave of anti-government protests and crackdowns by government forces. There are a lot of Venezuelan players in U.S. baseball, and they're worried about the violence back home. Many of the players have been tweeting pictures of themselves holding the Venezuelan flag and signs urging peace in the country. Alfredo Villasmiel is following the story. He's a sports writer for Ultimas Noticias in Caracas.
And to start with, the Tigers with Miguel Cabrera and Omar Vizquel getting a picture with the flag and the tag SOS Venezuela, or Estamos lejos pero no ausentes, but we are far but not absent, asking for peace. But every single day, two or three teams start to send a message of peace. It's not a division. It's just we want peace.
So you're saying they're not picking sides then?
Yes. The government thought that it was a manipulation of the Department of State of the United States of America to try to, to blame the government for the repression and all the bad stuff. But the players made it clear, this is because we love Venezuela. Venezuela, we are your voice. And all the players start to get pictures.
In pushing for peace, these Venezuelan baseball players in the States, it would seem that they are actually siding with people power. Does the Venezuelan government have good reason to fear that those baseball players in the U.S. are not their allies?
Well, yes, because they are the popular idols. And the government is, they sell themselves as a popular government, the government from the people. So when the idols like Miguel Cabrera, Omar Vizquel, Francisco Rodriguez, or Salvador Perez, or Pablo Sandoval show the discomfort with the situation, the government is not happy with it because they think the sportsmen, the baseball players are with the process. And right now it's not like that. We want peace. That's what they are asking for, peace.
So this is a really big deal when these baseball idols, as you say, speak out.
Yes, of course it's a big deal because they are huge. For instance, Miguel Cabrera is like the idol, the greatest idol of the nation. When Miguel Cabrera is hitting, all the people are talking about it. When Felix Hernandez is speaking, the whole nation is watching him on the television.
But can these tweets, Alfredo, really do anything to stop the violence?
This is a political solution, Marco. The only way to stop the violence is by dialogue.
What you're saying, though, Alfredo, is basically it's going to take more than tweets to bring this to a peaceful end.
Yes, of course. Well, Marco, I'm praying a lot. There are 17 people dead right now, confirmed. And the government just have declared 6 days off for carnival and laughing and happiness. They don't speak in public addresses. They don't speak about dead people. Tomorrow it's going to be a President Maduro is calling for a big table of negotiation. Let's see what happens. It's the only way. Mm. We have to negotiate with each other because otherwise this can be explode and be a worse riot than already is.
Well, maybe the dialogue will start there. Sports writer Alfredo Villasmiel with Venezuela's Ultimas Noticias speaking with us from Caracas. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.